A coal mine operator at Lithgow, west of Sydney, says it will close its operations if it isn't given the go-ahead for a water pipeline project, and that will cost the region more than 600 jobs. The company has to build the pipeline to prevent salty water from being released into Sydney's drinking water. Environmentalists remain hesitant about backing the project, but community figures warn its refusal would send the already struggling region into a mini-depression. Gavin Coote reports.
The Springvale coal mine's wastewater discharges are a long-running sore point among environmental groups.
It's a very, very wet mine compared to any other in the world. We're not saying close the mine down. In this instance, we're just trying to improve the drinking water for Sydney, the World Heritage Area that will be impacted by this mine water.
Keith Muir is the director of the environmental group the Colong Foundation. He's been campaigning for a solution to prevent the water from being released into Cox's River, which is part of Sydney's drinking water catchment.
The issue is that unless they do something, they'll be in breach of their consent by the end of the financial year because they were required to clean up the mine water.
But the local energy industry is taking steps to address this. As part of a 13-year extension at the Springvale mine that was recently approved, the company Centennial Coal was ordered to ramp up efforts to prevent salty discharges. It wants to build a pipeline to divert the wastewater to the nearby Mount Piper Power Station for treatment. Michael Carney is the company's managing director.
It provides efficiencies across the businesses, but really is a great environmental outcome because it does better the conditions of our consent. So it's a major project of $100 million worth.
The Springvale mine is the only source of coal for the power station, which supplies 15% of the state's electricity. The two operations are among the region's biggest employers. Mark Collette from Energy Australia, which owns the power station, says if the pipeline isn't given the go-ahead soon, there could be dire consequences.
If this project isn't approved, the coal mine stops operating on the 30th of June and the power station follows suit shortly after. That's over 600 jobs involved. 600 jobs is huge for Lithgow and the surrounding Central West region.
Lithgow has long been grappling with a downturn in mining, and the Mayor, Stephen Leslie, says it's vital the community is given certainty.
If those two industries were to go, there'd be a mini-depression in Lithgow. It's that important. It's that significant to our community.
Keith Muir from the Colong Foundation remains sceptical about the proposal currently before planning authorities.
There is a bit of a problem in that there may be more water coming out of the mines than can go into the power plant.
But he's cautiously optimistic a win-win can be struck between local industry and the environment.
Oh, it has to become a win-win because of what's at stake. And so I believe that there will be a solution found that it will make it all work. What we're trying to do is fix the problem. But there are issues and they need to be fessed up to.
Colong Foundation Director Keith Muir ending Gavin Coote's report.